This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So here's something. A big American company has just announced one of its most important products is getting cheaper, $10,000 cheaper to be precise. Ford is cutting 10 grand off the price of its F-150 Lightning electric pickup truck. It's the latest price cut in the electric vehicle space, and it comes after Tesla started the trend earlier this year, which, by the way, did help that brand name EV company sell close to 500,000 cars in April, May, and June. But a report last week from Cox Automotive, which advertises on this program, showed that while consumers did buy a record number of EVs in the second quarter, sales aren't increasing at quite the same clip they have been over the past couple of years. Marketplace's Henry Epp has that one.
Between the chip shortage and supply chain issues during the pandemic and soaring demand for EVs, for the past couple years, it was pretty hard to find them on dealers' lots, says Gil Tall, the director of the Electric Vehicle Research Center at UC Davis.
The inventories were close to zero for a very long time.
That's changed. Cox reports dealers now have pretty good inventories of EVs. That may be because the market is no longer in its initial boom phase. And yet, it's still catering to higher-end buyers who fueled that boom, says Jessica Caldwell, an analyst at Edmunds.
So there's only just a limited number of people who can afford those type of cars.
Right now, EVs make up about 7% of new vehicle sales. To get to the Biden administration's goal of 50% by 2030, prices will have to come down, Caldwell says.
It really is the $30,000, $40,000 vehicles that are going to move the needle.
But to get to those prices, automakers will have to cut production costs. K. Venkatesh Prasad at the Center for Automotive Research says they could do that by forming partnerships to build batteries and other components.
It's either that or they continue to have a growing heap of products on the lot.
But we're not there yet, says Gil Tall at UC Davis.
There is a big difference between having an inventory and having, like, you know, fire sales and putting all the balloons out because you cannot sell them.
But if inventory gets too big, then you might start to see balloons and fire sales. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.